This is day 24 to the 28 days of better selling with Shane Gibson from closingbigger.net. Today we're going to talk about influencing top level decision makers. A lot of cases, if we've been used to selling lower down the organization or to committees to people, and we finally develop the art or the ability to network with, connect, and sell directly to senior executives, the people who cut the check, sometimes it takes a little bit of getting used to. They speak a different language. In the middle of an organization, often you'll find middle management, people who evaluate solutions, they're very utility-oriented or they're very detailed and spec-oriented when they ask questions. Yet, as you move up the ladder, in many cases, because senior executives are managing so many things, they delegate that type of analyzation to other people. And a big part of what they do is big picture oriented and results oriented. So when we're selling to these people and we're communicating our solutions, we have to talk in results, either tangible or intangible results. So tangible results include things like raising revenues, increasing efficiency, keeping shareholders happy, lowering the cost of production, increasing market share, getting a higher return on investment on existing assets, systems, or people, as well as dealing with market changes and turbulence in the marketplace. Can you make them more competitive and responsive and deal with some of these challenges? So those are more tangible things. Then we've got intangible results. So these are things like lowering their risk and their worry. So again, it's intangible because risk is somewhat intangible. A service that allows someone to reduce risk can't be felt or measured in a lot of cases, but there is a sense of security for the organization, a senior executive, if our solution can do that. Personal and corporate pride, as well as image, personally and corporately, that is something for them, in a lot of cases, is very important. And lastly, retaining and attracting good employees who work beyond the norm. In other words, developing great teams and top performers are also intangible type results senior executives look at. So when we're selling these people, ask ourselves the question, and I would sit down and brainstorm, really think about how can my product or service help keep their shareholders happy? How can it increase their efficiency, raise their revenues, increase their market share, or even help them deal with challenges and market changes? From an intangible perspective, could my product or service help lower their risk and their worry? Could it help them personally and corporately from a pride or image perspective? Or could it help them retain or develop great employees? So your assignment today is pretty straightforward, is to take and look at your solutions and think about when you're sitting down with those senior executives is, number one, look at how many results your product or service can achieve for your clients. Number two, develop a unique way to present these results that you produce. More importantly, focus on your unique results. In other words, if all of your competitors are selling copiers that can also do 500 copies a minute produced, and you can do 510, that's probably not what I'd call an unfair advantage or something you'd want to share. In most cases, what you want to do is share an advantage you have or a result you can produce that your competitors can't, and focus on that. Third is memorize and practice presenting these core result statements so that it becomes second nature for you when you're communicating with senior executives, and really get used to communicating from a bottom line results perspective when you're dealing with senior decision makers and senior executives. So this is day 24, the 28 days of better selling. We've got three more days and then a final assignment as well. This is Shane Gibson from closingbigger.net.